This is KN4RJN. Signal check, please. KN4RJN. Signal check, please.
4RJN, KC4EZN. You're making it just fine, John.
This is KN4RJN. Hey, Harry, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a coon's age. And I never know if this thing's working or not, so that's why I have to check on it. But how you doing there, brother?
We're doing pretty good. I can't remember when we chatted last time, so coons must be getting pretty old.
Yeah, well, I know I am. I just had a birthday, and I hit the speed limit, so I haven't heard a good animal story or recipe in, like, forever. You got any?
I don't know if they're good ones. This year, I've got a family of foxes that live somewhere in the vicinity. Caught one out sunning itself in my backyard the other day. And then my groundhog evidently has evaded the fox because he's almost getting too big to run under my storage building. And then I also saw a coyote. Couple of deer ran across the bank, but nothing really noteworthy and funny. Haven't had enough rain. I think the frogs have all buried themselves in the mud, so I haven't seen any of them doing the backstroke yet. But maybe by the time this tropical storm turns into a hurricane, and depending on where the lows that are out west right now move, they may get some practice before it's time to hibernate, and while I got you, I don't know if you watch Wheel of Fortune or not, but Pat Sajak retired and Ryan Seacrest has taken his place, and I guess it was maybe 3 Mondays ago was his first night as the host. And the person who won the most money, he did not break the last challenge for the extra bonus, but just happened to be from Brown Summit. He did a lot of traveling and stuff, but that's where he claimed home was. So you live in a place with some notoriety now. It's KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Well, no, I don't watch. Well, the only time I watched Wheel of Fortune was when we'd go up and visit my mother-in-law. She used to watch it religiously, and I knew Sajak was going to retire, and I think I heard that Seacrest was taking it over. But yeah, well, if he calls Brown Summit home, if he ever comes back, I'll track him down and see if he's got any money. But I don't know a whole lot of people around here anyway, but I'm not from around here. But, yeah, I've got a couple of deer that if she buys apples and we don't always eat them, and sometimes they go bad and, you know, start getting soft and whatnot, and I'll take them down and put them down along the creek bank down there. And I never see the deer, but those things don't last 24 hours. I go down, and sometimes not even 12 hours. And so I've got deer running through the yard, and I see them every once in a while, but not too often. But other than that, just the usual cats and dogs type stuff, you know.
Well, with the foxes and coyotes around here, most of us keep our animals inside, and most of the animal adoption agencies up here, they don't want you letting your animals go outside anyway, which I thought was kind of, I don't know, didn't seem right, because most of these animals, especially if you've got cats, they're just one generation away from wanting to eat you. The only reason they don't eat you is because they're bigger. But most of the people, although I do see one cat wanders around the neighborhood and has managed to survive, but that's been about the only unusual thing happening around here, is watching that one cat survive. But foxes are kind of neat to watch, especially when they were real young. They were curious, not quite, you know, shy and stuff like that. One of them came and stood up and looked in my window at me, where my radio sits was supposed to be a door. in this room in the basement, and instead of making it a door, they took a, what you want to call it, it's a door that's all windows, and they just permanently installed it. So, you know, I've got a floor-to-ceiling window there, and I can look out the window, and he was standing up on the ledge looking in at me. That was kind of neat. But anyway, that's about it here, John. Just waiting to see what the hurricane's going to do and how wet it's going to be, and playing around with a little radio and some other things. So we'll bounce it back to you and let you have the last word. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I don't let my cats out. And when I take the dog out, he's on a leash. He did see a squirrel the other day. I've got an elevated deck because of the slope of the ground, so we got a set of steps to go down. He was at the bottom of the steps, and I was still up at the top of the steps, and he saw a squirrel and almost pulled my arm out of my socket and pulled me off the steps. But squirrels is the majority of the wildlife around here. There are some coyotes. I hear them off in the distance, and or whatever, and deer, and I'm sure there's a fox or two running around here. But we're back onto a state park, so I know there's a fair amount of wildlife over there. But anyway, well, Harry, good chatting with you. Like I said, I haven't talked to you in a while. But yeah, I had a birthday last week, and I hit the speed limit, so it's downhill from here, I guess. But like George Burns said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. In any event, you have a good one, Harry, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.